on the amount of sunshine we see. The more sun, the better chance for some stronger storms later in the afternoon and into the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorm chances remain on Friday. We're in the 60s. A chance for a shower or two on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
81 degrees in the nation's capital.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day, I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up,
pro-Palestinian protesters are cleared here at George Washington University. I'm Luke Lukert.
Why D.C. police moved in on the protest at GW. At the Wilson Building, I'm John Doman.
Are you ready for retirement? We'll talk about what many Americans are saying at 12:15.
Parents want action on drugs and safety at school in Montgomery County. I'm Kate Ryan.
It's 12 noon.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Steve Kathan. Campus confrontation, more than 30 arrests at George Washington University as police clear a pro-Palestinian encampment. Some also marched to the school president's home. Anti-Semitism at school, the focus today of a House panel.
Chair Aaron Bean, a Florida Republican, asked New York City Public Schools Chancellor David Banks about an incident where a Jewish teacher hid in her classroom for 2 hours from menacing students.
We suspended a number of students who were the leaders at Hillcrest High School, number one. Number two, we removed the principal of that school.
Lawmakers say they met with some Jewish students and parents who say nothing is being done to protect public school students in New York or in Berkeley. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The U.S. has held up a weapons shipment to Israel. The Biden administration opposes Israel's planned incursion in Rafah. CBS's Ramy Innocencio has the latest on U.S. efforts to help get aid into Gaza.
Construction on a floating pier here by the U.S. military to start aid deliveries to Gaza by sea is now complete, but there is a forecast of high winds, and that's delaying its eventual move to Gaza, where it'll be installed.
Well, now to Michigan. A handful of states saw tornado damage overnight. Michigan, one of them. CBS's Roxana Saberi is in the city of Portage, where two tornadoes hit 90 minutes apart.
Isaiah Erickson told us he rode out the storm in his basement, and that when he emerged, most of his belongings were gone.
Your house being there 1 second, and then the next thing you know, you can't live there anymore.
Officials here agree residents were lucky.
We've got no fatalities and no known serious injuries. It's incredible.
Dude.
Elsewhere across the Midwest, traces of a tornado were spotted in western Ohio, while another two marched across near Milroy, east of Indianapolis.
Parts of Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky could face rough weather later today. A Georgia appeals court has agreed to take up a ruling that allowed DA Fannie Willis to stay on the Trump election case. Reporter Jonathan O'Brien of Atlanta affiliate WSB.
It comes after Trump and other co-defendants tried to get the DA and her office removed from the case due to a romantic relationship with special prosecutor Nathan Wade. Now, this appeal is likely to cause a further delay in the case.
An attorney says 9 of 10 wrongful death lawsuits filed after the 2021 Astroworld Festival crowd surge in Texas have now been settled. Rapper Travis Scott headlined that event. One lawsuit filed by the family of the youngest victim, a 9-year-old, could still go to trial. Wall Street, right now the Dow is up about 80 points. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 on WTOP. Hump Day Wednesday. It's the 8th of May. Partly sunny, 80 degrees. We're heading near 90. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A pro-Palestinian encampment at George Washington University was cleared early this morning by D.C. police. Our team coverage begins on the Foggy Bottom campus with WTOP's Luke Lukert.
From the sea to the river!
That's the sound of protesters chanting as dozens are led off in handcuffs into the back of D.C. police vans here on George Washington's campus. D.C. police began clearing the encampment off 8th Street at around 3 a.m.
So after that first warning, a lot of people started packing their stuff up and, you know, leaving. And the only people who stayed were those who were willing to get arrested.
He says he was later pepper sprayed.
I ended up just kind of waddling backwards completely blind because my eyes were stinging.
Most of us did.
I still, like, this happened, like, what, like 3 hours ago? I still, my arm is still stinging.
Meanwhile, David says he's happy the encampment is cleared.
I think that it created a hostile environment for Jewish students, so much so that it's legally actionable, and I frankly expect the university to be sued.
In Foggy Bottom, Luke Luger, WTOP News.
Hours later, D.C.'s mayor and police chief were explaining why they took the action they did. WTOP's John Doman has that.
D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith says demonstrations at George Washington University were peaceful at the beginning.
But over the past few days, we began to see an escalation in the volatility of the protests at GW.
She says in recent days, campus police officers were assaulted. Some were entering buildings they weren't supposed to, and protesters had begun collecting items that could be used as weapons.
All of this led to my discussion and conclusion that we needed to change our posture. I briefed Mayor Bowser on Monday, and we began preparing for last night.
Asked about an oversight hearing led by unhappy House Republicans scheduled for later today and whether that influenced the timing.
It did not. All the decisions that I've made is based on public safety.
And now that hearing won't happen. At the Wilson Building, John Dome and WTOP News.
At the University of Virginia, that school is dealing with the aftermath of protests about the war in Gaza there. 27 people were arrested last weekend, and many are calling the police response heavy-handed. WTOP's Neil Augenstein has reaction from UVA's president and police chief.
Saturday was a terribly sad and upsetting day. It was traumatic, I know, for everyone involved.
In a virtual town hall, UVA President James Ryan and Police Chief Tim Longo said 22 tents had gone up Friday.
My warning was clear. The tents had to come down. They were welcome to stay, but the tents had to come down.
But Saturday morning, Longo said the words he heard from protesters concerned him.
They had a duty to fight for their cause. They had a duty to win, and they had nothing to lose.
Chief Longo says nobody was hurt as police with shields cleared the encampment within 15 minutes. UVA's president says it was a no-win decision.
I'm fully and painfully aware that we lost some of that trust on Saturday and that it's very difficult to regain trust.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Vaping in the hallways, drug use in the bathrooms. Parents at Montgomery County's Kennedy High School are meeting with school and county officials calling for action that they say is long overdue. Details from WTOP's Kate Ryan.
English teacher David Gebler has been vocal about the problems at Kennedy High School in Silver Spring, but he wants one thing made clear.
The kids at Kennedy are amazing. They're amazing and they deserve better.
Gebler and Kennedy High School PTSA Vice President Ricky Ribeiro say students tell them they often feel unsafe in the school, and Ribeiro says many avoid the bathrooms. Ribeiro said his alarm went off when he heard from his son and nephew.
And they both were coming home complaining that kids were smoking Percocets in the bathroom. I didn't even know what that was.
Montgomery County School spokesperson Chris Cram sent WTOP an email saying there's, quote, increased vigilance in monitoring doors and bathrooms, and that all schools receive, quote, significant attention and extra support when security has to be addressed. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
The Kennedy High PTSA is holding its meeting at 6 o'clock tonight in the school cafeteria. Coming up on WTOP in Money News.
Which U.S. airline has the best first class? I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather coming in 30 seconds.
Every government agency is different, which is why it's mission critical to custom build connectivity solutions. Federal solutions from Spectrum Enterprise, a part of Charter Communications, provides nationwide reach with a diverse portfolio of federal solutions across networking, connectivity, and communications. Demand better IT and receive the partnership the country deserves. Learn more from our website at enterprise.spectrum.com/federal.
It's 12:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's go to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Leaving Virginia, headed into the district, northbound 395, solid delays across the 14th Street Bridge. The work on the freeway eastbound as you head past the 12th Street Expressway continues to block the right lane. If you're southbound on DC 295 after Eastern Avenue, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone there. Traveling on H Street in Northwest, it's closed between 21st and 20th for the police activity, as well as Pennsylvania Avenue eastbound between 21st and 20th Streets as well. If you're traveling northbound on DC 295 at Burroughs Avenue, that's where we had the right lane blocked for the work zone. Traveling on the Beltway in Maryland, the outer loop slows, approaching and passing River Road, headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, on the outer loop and inner loop between the Georgetown Pike and the Dulles Toll Road, still with the work blocking the right lane. 66 eastbound as you head toward Marshall. That's where the left lane was blocked for the work zone there. Otherwise, westbound 66 beyond 28 headed toward 29 may have a work zone set up and blocking a lane. I-95 in the northbound direction as you leave Dale City headed toward the Prince William Parkway. The work zone was blocking the left lane. Continuing northbound, brief delays toward 123. Southbound got some delays going across the Occoquan down at 123, but beyond that you are clear toward Fredericksburg, which travel lanes open and available. Traveling on 28 at Compton Road and Norway Road, we have the report of some malfunctioning traffic lights. Uncertain if that is still the case, but use caution traveling in that intersection on 28 at Compton and Norway Roads. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitsmall.com today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
A nice mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon. Hot temperatures considering the time of year, mid-80s to lower 90s. May see a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy early part of the overnight with rain arriving after midnight. Temperatures tomorrow be in the 70s as a strong cold front moves across the region. Good chance for some stronger storms. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
It's 84 in Herndon, Hyattsville at 82, and we're also at 82 in Northwest Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 1210 on WTOP. Time for Money News at 10 and 40. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Tesla's claims about its autopilot driver assistance is reportedly under investigation. Reuters says the Justice Department is looking into whether Tesla committed fraud with misleading claims about its self-driving systems, which are not fully autonomous. Choice Hotels, with 22 budget hotel brands, including Rodeway Inn, Econolodge, and Comfort Inn, is popular with budget-conscious travelers. It opened 55 new hotels last quarter, an average of 4 new hotels a week. Its room rates average less than $100 a night. Choice moved its headquarters to North Bethesda last fall. Delta Airlines tops J.D. Power's list for passengers who pay more. Delta ranks number one among North American airlines for first, business, and premium economy satisfaction. Southwest Airlines is number one for economy flyer satisfaction for a third year in a row. Frontier Airlines is ranked the lowest. The Dow is up 68 points. The S&P 500 is down 5. The Nasdaq's down 47. Jeff Klebel, WTOP News.
Savings are in bloom at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Up ahead on WTOP, new research shows conflicting results about how prepared we are for retirement. We'll talk about that with CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger in just a few minutes. 1212.
A slow network is no network for business. That's why more choose Comcast Business. And now we're introducing Ultimate Speed for Business, our fastest plans yet. We're up to 12 times faster than Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And existing customers could even get up to triple the speeds at no additional cost. All from the company with 99.9% network reliability and advanced cybersecurity. It's ultimate speed from Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Don't miss out on our fastest speed plans yet. Get started with internet and security for $79.99 a month for 12 months with a two-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Don't wait. Call 866-704-8957 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. In 6/23/24, restricted supply. New customers only with 300 megabits per second internet and security edge. Equal bill and auto pay required. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast Business 1.25 gig to 100 megabits per second of Verizon 5G Business, AT&T Wireless Broadband, and T-Mobile for Business. Up to 3 times downloads for current, essential, and standard customers.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Is your IRS tax debt making you feel anxious? The professionals at Allies Tax Relief are ready to negotiate your fresh start. Call them now at 800-230-5174.
Just ahead, controlled explosions are part of the next cleanup phase at the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Baths. For decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, and safety to their homes. You've been thinking about upgrading your old bath or shower. Now's the time. With 7 decades of experience and our lifetime warranty, you'll be thinking, what took me so long?
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longbaths.com to get your free estimate today.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
You're listening to WTOP News.
12:15 on WTOP. Nice to have you with us. I'm Mark Lewis. How ready are you for retirement? It is a question that many of us are uncomfortable and uncertain with answering. The real answer, though, may be frightening for some. Joining us live now is CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, there are a couple of different surveys out that have attempted to gauge where we are about our retirement years, but they found dramatically different results. Explain what's going on here.
Well, we're talking about two different surveys. One is from the Alliance for Lifetime Income, and they really wanted to take a deep dive. They said, we want to see how much money people have saved, and then they wanted to project and say, well, wait a minute. The people who are closest to retirement, we'll call them peak boomers, people turning 65 between now and the year 2030. There's 30 million of those folks. So they took the numbers, and they said, well, okay, here's how much is the median retirement savings for these peak boomers. It's about $225,000. But these folks are going to live a long time, life expectancies 80 and beyond. And so they said, when they come to the bottom line, they say, oh my gosh, a lot of these people are unprepared for retirement. That is somewhat in stark contrast to a different survey from the EBRI, the Employee Benefit Research Institute, which found that when they said to people, hey, are you confident that retirement's okay for you? That 2/3 of the people said, yeah, I'm confident. Do you know what the funny thing is? They're confident because half of them haven't actually run the numbers themselves. So that's really the differential, is that when you don't run the numbers, it's hard to feel confident. Like, I'm going to the doctor. I feel great. Oh, I haven't gone to the doctor in 30 years. I feel great, too. Well, which person do I believe?
Now, you're indicating that the two survey results may actually be closer than they appear. Explain that.
Well, I think that if you were to run the numbers for the people in this survey, right, and you say, well, wait a second, how much money do you have in savings and retirement? And when they asked that question, they said that if you take all the money that I have for retirement, not including my primary home, I have less than $100,000. Now, a lot of these people are still working, right? So you might say that if you pointed out to those folks, well, $100,000, if you're 45 years old, by the time you get to 65, it's probably not going to be enough money. They would realize it. It's like, again, if you say, I feel really good, and then you finally go to the doctor, and the doctor says, well, actually, you've got a heart condition, so let's fix it. But we don't know that unless we go to the doctor. And what is going to the doctor in this case? It's running your own retirement numbers, where you can do it anywhere on the web. FINRA has a very nice calculator on their website. I just think that people need to at least run these numbers so they can understand what choices they have today. Because if you wait until you're 66 or 68 years old and you retire and you find that, oh my gosh, I don't have enough money, then you're forced back into the job market at a time where you're probably not going to get the job you want.
So the bottom line is, don't be afraid of getting the information, because that can give you actionable advice of where you need to go.
Amen, brother. That was well said.
All right. We try to figure these things out. All right, Jill, thank you. We appreciate it. Some good advice from you. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Let's see what's happening on the roads, traffic and weather on the 8th with Rob Stallworth.
Westbound I-66 leaving, of course, Fairfax, headed toward Manassas. The work zone after Route 29 in Centerville blocks the right lane, so watch out for that. Northbound 95 near the Prince William Parkway, that's where the left lane is blocked for the work zone. Watch for delays as you continue toward 123. I-95 in the southbound direction, brief delays going across the Occoquan down to 123. Beyond that, you are clear to continue south toward Garrisonville. 395 northbound delays as you approach Boundary Channel Drive up to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the eastbound freeway. Northbound 395 coming past the 12th Street Expressway, still with the work in the right lane. If you're southbound on DC 295 after Eastern Avenue, the right lane remains blocked with the work zone. Then further south, watch for delays toward East Capitol Street with the travel lanes open and available. Traveling in Maryland, 270 is pretty cool and no problems on I-95 or the BW Parkway. Westbound 32 after the BW Parkway, headed toward Brockbridge Road. The single left lane gets you by the work zone there. In Silver Spring, Georgia Avenue near Spring Street, a single lane gets you by each way for that particular work zone. And westbound 50 coming across the Bay Bridge, the left lane is blocked for two-way traffic. Preps were not running as of yet. Pearl's Black Ripe Olives have nothing added but sea salt and water. No artificial colors or preservatives. For quality you can trust, look for the sunny yellow can at your local grocery store. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Mark Pena is joining us live now as we check the 7 News First Alert forecast. We're pushing up the temperatures and the humidity today.
Yeah, feeling a lot like summer out there for sure, especially in terms of the humidity. A very steamy afternoon. Most areas already into the low to mid 80s, and we've got forecast highs near 90 degrees. So definitely want to make sure that you're taking your heat precautions today, staying hydrated, take plenty of breaks in the shade, and of course, apply and reapply that sunscreen. Looking like we're going to stay dry for the daytime. As we head towards tonight, though, we're tracking the chance for some showers, maybe an embedded thunderstorm or two. Temperatures will fall to the 60s during the overnight time frame, and not expecting anything severe. Again, though, some of these showers and storms could bring some gusty winds, some briefly heavy rainfall, and of course some of those lightning strikes. Tomorrow, though, not the case. We are tracking the threat for some strong to severe storms as a cold front approaches our area. It's going to tap into all that heat and humidity that we have out there, so the threats that we're watching out for tomorrow will be some gusty, damaging winds, so that could maybe bring down some tree limbs, eventually causing maybe some power outages, as well as some sizable hail. Timing for tomorrow's storms looks to be overnight. So looking like we'll be dry for most of the day again. It's overnight tomorrow into Friday when we'll be tracking those chances for severe storms. Friday, a few lingering showers still remain in the forecast. Temperatures cooler behind the system, though, with highs in the 60s. And right now, heading into the weekend, trending drier, but keeping a stray shower or two for both Saturday and Sunday, as we're just in a very active time of year where we can't roll these showers out, especially during the afternoon time frame. So again, your afternoon temperatures right now soaring at this point. It's 85 already in Arlington, 83 in Silver Spring, and 82 in downtown.
This check of the forecast brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation. Just ahead, they call him the Mozart of cheeseburgers. We'll tell you where to find his tasty treats right here. 1222.
Open that window and get a breath of fresh air. This spring, PJ Fitzpatrick has great deals to replace your leaky old windows with beautifully designed, budget-friendly, energy-efficient, American-made windows. PJ Fitzpatrick has a variety of financing packages that work with most any budget. Plus, PJ Fitzpatrick provides peace of mind with a lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. You can have it all. Visit TrustPJ.com today for a free design consultation. That's TrustPJ.com today.
How a busy baker beat back foot pain. Meet Sanja.
Brownies, cupcakes, cookies. I love to bake. There have been times when I've been on my feet for at least 12 hours.
And that's how things went from sweet to sour.
I had excruciating pain in both feet to a point where I had to limp out of the kitchen.
So she called up a former foot pain sufferer, her big sister.
She told me, you need to go to the Goodfeet store and get some arch supports.
Smart lady.
It was an awesome experience. Scott took great care of my feet.
He's the arch support specialist who fitted her.
He was very patient, very knowledgeable. Scott was the man.
Now Sandra can have her cake and bake it too.
Oh yeah, my feet are very happy now.
You're gonna have to make some cookies for Scott.
I've already done that.
Of course you did.
The Goodfeet store has locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by. I'm Jonathan Cotton and we look forward to seeing you soon at the Goodfeet store.
This is WTOP News.
It's 1224. How safe is your online life at home?
One of the most important tech items in your home, that dusty old router just chugging along in the corner. It has a big job, sending Wi-Fi to your phone, your laptop, your smart TV, and more. But is yours protected? I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. Accelerate your AI workload today. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Older home routers usually don't get those important security firmware updates. Plus, lots of people don't protect their routers properly by just using the default password that's available everywhere online instead of a hard-to-guess password. When gaining access to a home router, a hacker can control all the traffic passing through it. Yeah, that means they can copy, intercept, and monitor every single thing that you type in online. Your banking passwords, your emails, everything. Yikes. Is your router up to snuff? If it's over 5 years old, toss it. It's probably not running the latest, fastest standards, and it's not getting those important updates. Want to learn about AI from a source that's not AI? Try my free newsletter at getkim.com.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
1225, George Wallace alongside. Well, how about those fun, Nationals?
Huh? That was fun, huh?
Yeah.
It's even more fun when you shut out the opposing team, especially when it's the Orioles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at your own ballpark. Good job for the Nationals last night as they get the 3-0 win over Baltimore. Now over the 500 mark for the first time since 2021, Trevor Williams improves to 4-0. No runs on 2 hits and 5 innings with 8 strikeouts and now over 500.
I think it's tangible in this clubhouse. I think we believe that we're a good team and we're definitely playing like it. And we're hoping to continue that momentum and, play well tomorrow and start the road trip off on.